Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My fucking headphones won't stay on. Oh, sorry. Welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of Dun Dun Dun. You guessed it! Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's right here, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. I don't know how to say the rest of the fucking shit, so I'm just going to say numero uno and be done with it. That's a shout out to my first co-host of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, the other Dave Navarro, aka Xander Dames. Check him out, The Xander Effect. I think he does a show like every week on YouTube. So that's X-A-N-D-E-R, The Xander Effect. Go check him out. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, Spotify, Deezer, Radio Line, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. I know I forgot another one. Oh, wait, well, yeah, that's different. No. That's the other radio show. No, okay, cool. And I might be missing one in there, but I think I got 14
out of 15.
I know, wow, no missing one. Oh, Tune In.
Oh,
Tune In. There we
100%.
Go. 100%. Tune In. Got all 15. Oh. Fuck yeah. I'm really high, so for me to remember all 15 of those off the top of my fucking head without looking at anything on a screen or a book or anything, I think that's really fucking good.
Nice.
Because I got high as fuck. Exactly. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, Muse. I gotta put the Muse part on there now. Muse, M-U-S-E, and James Muse, a.k.a. Jenny and the Muse.
Right.
We're here at LA Talk Radio, our beautiful studios here in Sherman Oaks, California. We love it. It's a really nice, beautiful look today. I like it. Too bad you guys can't see it on Facebook Live. I know
y'all would be jealous.
But it's really pretty.
Y'all would be jealous.
I don't know if that haze in the background is like...
It's not so bad.
Is that smog?
That's all the weed you smoked.
No, it is, huh?
All the weed in LA, huh?
I wasn't sure if it was smog, fog, weed, or fires.
Probably all of the above.
Because, fires everywhere. When in doubt, carry a vape pen.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't smoke it in here. It's not allowed. But hey, I can look at it.
You can dream, can you?
I did it once, and I was told quickly thereafter that it's a no-no. And even though it leaves no smell and no residue, still, other people might complain.
They might.
And we don't want to offend anyone else's noses. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Most of this shit smells like cherry or banana or some goddamn fucking flavoring.
Unicorn farts.
Yeah, right? Unicorn farts. I bet unicorn farts smell really sweet.
I bet they do.
Like cotton candy and candy corn all rolled into one. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway. We are in the studio for another exciting adventure. This episode, we have Fallen Fury.
Yay!
Fallen Fury in the house. They are back.
Yes.
For the attack or something.
We're going to attack.
Right. let's see. We got a couple of concerts we got coming up. Let's see. We haven't had any shows in a couple of weeks here, so... Let's do. All right. So this coming Monday, February 17th, come on out for a free show at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California.
Free?
Yes, free.
Dang.
I believe that's 9015 Sunset Boulevard. Come on
can't
out.
Can't get any cheaper than
that. It's the Rainbow Bar and Grill. It's world famous. You know, if you know anything about the music industry or like the band Motorhead, Lemmy, any of that stuff.
All kinds
it's
of cool
huge.
People there.
Yeah, everybody. We saw Billy Gibbons was there. Oh, yeah.
Eddie Trunk.
You know what I mean? From ZZ Top. Eddie Trunk was there, right?
Yes,
and
us.
You guys got pictures. Yeah. God damn it.
Got to talk.
Of course, I didn't get there early enough for all that loveliness. It is what it is. Fuck it. I'm always late for something.
Oh, and John Five. He was there.
Oh, yeah? Fuck
it was,
yeah.
It was his birthday.
Fuck yeah. Hmm. And one of the members of Orgy was there.
Yeah. Yes.
Was it Creighton Emmerich or Carlton Bost?
I think it was the other one.
Carlton. Okay, yeah. Carlton's out and about quite a bit. He's always out at a concert somewhere.
And DJ Will.
And oh, yeah. Oh, always DJ Will. What's up, DJ Will? I love him. Nice and shout out to Nick Fuoco, for whom all things are possible at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yes.
He puts on Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow every single week. Go check out his shows. He's got hot chicks dancing.
Oh, yeah.
In between the bands or with the bands, or it depends on the night what's going on, you know.
Right.
And you got DJ Will. And I think there was there's another dude who I can't remember his name, but he's with a really famous band that's in L.A.
He dances?
No. No. I mean, no, he's one of the other DJs that you know,
okay. I'm not judging.
Sound guy.
Whatever, I gotcha.
But come on out and see our buddies from Band of Family.
Right.
Band of Family.
From Bakersfield,
California.
Yes.
Yeehaw.
And then, very good. And my buddy Keddy Freeman from If I Fall.
Okay.
Really good classic rock type, hard rock type band. Really good. Really good. Right. If I Fall. They played, I think, their first concert with us, I think, this last year.
Oh, wow.
I think that was their first concert ever was with us, or one of their first shows. And then we have a new band we haven't dealt with before, Side Effect. It's spelled PSYDE. And then AFFECT.
Yeah, those are our friends.
Side
from
Effect.
Bakersfield.
Yes, you guys wonderfully hooked me up with that.
All right.
Thank you very much for that.
Yep, you'll like them.
I also want to get that other band that you sent me.
Burning Rope.
For some. Yes, I want to get them booked for something.
Burning Rope.
Wouldn't that be cool if we put all three of you guys?
Burning.
And I still deal with.
I think the rope's made out of hemp.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that'd be badass.
I'm pretty sure. I will check on that.
Sometimes I still I book the Dream Nexus on
the
occasion
Dream.
Too.
Oh.
And so some of the bands, all you guys have. I like it when bands send me other bands because you know.
Yeah.
You need to open your network as much as possible because so many different styles of fucking music and.
Yeah.
This year I'm trying to open up to some new venues so we can get in some more different types of clubs, different type of bars, things, you know.
Yeah.
It's time to expand. 2020 every year we expand a little more. This year we're going to expand further into the realm of television.
That's right.
Yes, so I'm working on that.
She was a camera woman.
Yeah, or in camera week. For a TV production last week.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday. After I got done here, I went to Pasadena Media Television, and shout out to Pasadena Media.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
I love those guys over there, Jared and Kevin and everybody. Aaron Wheeler, shout out. Thank you so much for everything. It's been a great experience so far. So I'm gonna keep doing like camera work. I'm certified in studio floor production and running the camera.
Wow.
Those big studio cameras. Those are freaking awesome, dude. Oh yeah. So I'm certified to run that now. I'm certified to do stage production, like so I can run the whole floor and tell people what to do. And I took the director's class. And the producer boot camp, and I've taken a bunch of stuff. So then I got video editing. I got certified for that.
Wow,
I got to practice more with that one though. That's kind of
awesome.
That's a lot. You know what I mean?
That's great. And you're going to school.
Well, that's kind of not
right. Don't bring that up
gonna
right
happen.
Don't bring that up.
It is what it is.
Will, shut up.
I kind of had to put certain things on back burners.
Oh, okay.
If I really want to. Make everything work. It's just That's too much. Nine fucking classes? Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's too much. I can't do that.
School's for fools.
No. I love school, but look. But look, but I got their book list.
There you go.
I got their book and article list, so
right.
Please. I can teach self. Read the books, learn everything. And plus, I've been 8 years I've been in the industry already.
Yeah.
I throw my own concerts.
Yeah.
I already reach out to people and send letters and you know, correspondence and things. You know, I already know how to do all these things. Because,
right.
Like, I have 8 years of college before this in many different areas. Psychology, you know, accounting, taxes, stuff like that.
Recreational pharmacology.
Ooh. Yeah. No, that's my son.
That's your son?
That's my son. That's my son, Chance. No, he's the pharmacologist.
Oh, okay.
In the 420 realm.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
I just smoke it.
Right,
He grows it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm a part-time produce broker.
Are you?
Fuck yeah.
Produce.
That means you're a bag boy?
Yeah.
At a grocery store? Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just being an ass.
Hydroponics or something, yeah.
All right, so... We are with the amazing Fallen Fury.
Yay!
Well, half of Fallen Fury. So what we're going to do is...
He drinks from that leg, guys.
That's badass.
It is pretty cool.
I mean, I'm sorry, you know, you
it
have...
It sucks. But,
I'm sorry that you had that happen to you.
But it is kind of cool when you say, ah, you know.
You pull your whole leg right off.
Right.
I mean, that's showmanship.
He will be drinking from that on stage,
that's,
too, by
that's
the way.
Showmanship. I got to like that. And not to mention, I love the fucking hat.
Oh, yeah.
My grandfather used to rock some hats like that.
That's my hat.
I love it. It's badass.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's introduce ourselves. We're going to start with you and then go to you and then say who's missing.
I am Will. I play guitar and I sing some backing vocals. Sing some lead vocals, too.
Yeah,
Just because.
Shortchange yourself.
Okay. I do really good lead vocals.
He's amazing. He really is.
Come and see me
live.
He's
great on stage. He's like hardcore.
He shreds.
He's great on the guitar.
Yes.
The vocals, the lyrics, like I like your voice.
Well, thank you.
You sound really good.
I try.
You go well with Amy. Like you guys play well off of each other in for music. And I don't mean just because you're married.
Oh.
I'm talking about
figuring all that out.
Okay, so who's missing today? We're missing Greg, our drummer. Greg's working.
What's up, Greg?
Greg's working.
What's up?
They couldn't let him out of the sex shop today, right?
So he is, I still think it's badass he works in there.
Yeah, that's great.
Fuck
And then we don't judge. And then Amy's working. So, hey, babe.
I want to be around plastic blow-up dolls all day.
That's awesome. It's sexy.
Whips and chains and handcuffs and stuff. I mean,
like that.
I did it for 2 years. No, I was kidding.
Wow.
I did my time.
I volunteered.
I put in my time.
You're going to have to leave, mister.
No, I used to run swingers parties. And BDSM club shit. So
wow, that's some.
That was 2 years. But I'm just saying, I'm used to that world, so I understand.
Wow.
Greg and I have talked about it.
Wow.
Because so I know what. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And on my right here is the super awesome talented Paul. Let him tell about him.
Hi, my name's Paul Hanna. I play guitar, rhythm guitar for Fallen Fury.
Fuck yeah.
Good group. Happy to be on the team.
Awesome group.
Excited about everything in the future to come. And excited to be here today.
All right.
Woo. Fuck yeah.
Paul started playing guitar 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Right when
the
I
day after
ring,
the
I
day after you asked them to join the band.
The day after I asked. Yeah.
He immediately ran out
and bought one.
And bought a guitar and then learned how to play it from YouTube videos.
Yeah.
It's
true story.
And he said, fuck this, I'm going to learn because I'm going to play rhythm guitar.
You pulled my coverage
for the
right.
amazing metal band Fallen Fury.
Yeah.
That's what
No, Paul's played in a couple of other bands too. Where we live in San Luis Obispo over there on the coast.
All right.
Way the fuck up there.
Way the fuck up there. He plays with another band called Nada Rasta.
Nice. Ooh.
That
sounds like.
What are they? Kind of tell me what are.
We're like a reggae punk band.
Nice.
It's kind of like California reggae. We've opened up for Pennywise, Ziggy Marley, all kinds of groups. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds. Shout out to them.
That's badass.
Just, you know, having fun playing music. That's
great.
About.
ABBA.
Oh,
right. ABBA.
No,
too.
ABBA.
you opened for ABBA?
No, I was joking about.
No, they
were joking about ABBA earlier.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's serious.
ABBA.
Yeah.
You are my dancing queen.
ABBA tribute band. It's exactly what you think, guys.
Wait, oh, this is not the episode with RuPaul?
Oh, God. I didn't see her on the wall, or him on the wall.
He was just on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, wow. Oh,
he fucked with Jimmy Kimmel and made Jimmy Kimmel scared that he was gonna fuck him up. It was hilarious.
Oh, I'd be scared.
He says,
I would be.
Queen! He goes, drag queen! I am the queen of drag.
I saw Fabio out there.
Oh, yeah. Fabio's been here, yeah. He has darkened these halls.
I couldn't believe it's not butter.
You right?
Yeah.
You see the dude from the dude from the world's largest catch or some biggest catch or some shit's up there. Paul, what's
his
name?
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he's up there. Ooh,
deadliest catch or something?
Something like that. Uh-huh. My favorite on the wall, one of my favorites, is Amber Lynn.
Say what? We got to go see that.
She is.
She's on there?
Is that the one with the poop?
Really?
No.
That's my favorite. No.
I like
Amber Lynn's way hotter. Okay. No, she has a radio show here.
Say what?
Yeah.
Can we be guests?
With the boob girl?
No.
Forget boob girl. You're going to like Amber. You'll like Amber Lynn a lot more.
That does tend to be everybody. That was my first.
I never knew what to call that picture till now. Boob girl.
Boob girl.
Boobs.
That was my first porno. The Many Shades of Amber with Amber Lynn.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get her on my radio show.
All the memories.
Wow.
She's a very busy author and radio show host.
Wow.
Very busy.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's all that's happening. We got some dates coming up. So we really wanted to plug our February 28th date.
Yeah.
Coming up at the Rose in Pasadena, guys.
Rose
we got tickets.
Pasadena.
You can hit up here at LA Talk Weekly. See Miss Jen here.
Radio. Tell them who you're opening for.
Oh, yeah. We get to open for the Metalachi band. That's super awesome. Oh, if you guys have not seen Metalachi, you are totally missing out.
I'm excited.
Like the world's only heavy metal mariachi band,
and they sing hits.
I'm calling out of work just to go see you play. And the reason why I can say that calmly and securely on the air right now is I know that none of my coworkers are listening to this. So I'm just gonna say, including my boss, I know they're not listening. So nobody takes a personal fucking interest in my shit except for other people in the industry, usually.
Okay.
All right. If I'm lucky, a relative might listen to it once in a while.
Yeah, but so we're doing
badass.
So we're gonna be there. You guys need to come out.
Who's the other band?
Another band called OC Cult.
OC
Cult, apparently from Orange County.
I knew it.
I'm gonna guess, and they are a tribute cult band.
Oh, cult, like C-U-L-T.
Like the cult. Yeah, the cult.
The cult's badass.
With Ian Ashbury, I believe.
Amazing band.
Yeah. So they're gonna be out there playing with us, and come out. It'll be fun, super fun.
So
and
that's then, Friday.
Friday, that's right. Friday,
February 28th.
We still got some tickets left. If you guys get a couple, we could do a discount. So ask Jen about that, or you can go onto our Fallen Fury page. PM us. I believe it's PM, right?
Yeah.
PM us. You can always PM Paul too, and
find me on Instagram.
Get Instagram on the socials. You can hit up JJ.
You can definitely.
Hit JJ. He'll something for $20. I don't know.
Cool dub. That's cheap. Come on now.
If you add an extra $10,
you might get two.
Paul will do something with his leg.
Oh,
that's a surprise. Oh. I'm gonna leave that out there.
It's going on sale.
He'll drink champagne out of it.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, that too. Yeah. I'm just kidding. So that's what we got coming up. But before that, we have we're in Fresno. Fresno, Saturday, February 22nd. We are there at the Next Bar.
Nice.
Get to have some awesome, cool friends coming from San Francisco and Bakersfield. So that'll be really fun. So yeah, looking forward to that. So
and that's my first show with them.
Very nice.
That'll be your first show. Yeah, we got some new material. We're gonna play you guys a couple of tracks today too, I believe.
Yes.
So we got some new stuff happening. Mm-hmm. We hope you guys like it.
Four songs. Up here.
And they'll all be played live. Nice. So we're not going to tell you we're gonna play them and then not play them. We will play them.
Right.
Does that happen a lot? It does, apparently. Yeah. Okay.
You'll be all right. Okay. Quickly, let's ask you a few questions about the band before we get into the songs. How long has Fallen Fury been a band?
Jesus, I can't remember. How long? 4 years? 4 years, I think. Yeah, 4 years. Hmm. 3 or 4 years? 4 years.
4 years.
We're going to go with four.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're going to go with 4 years. All right. Yeah, we've had a couple of different members, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, this is our home now. So we have Paul, and Paul's not going anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah,
I only got one leg.
That's wrong for that. That's just wrong.
Yeah. And then, so I think we've really kind of solidified what we want to do, and we all have the same vision. And I think that's great. I think it's great. It's been a real learning experience for us. And then, you know, having Greg, who's just like phenomenal on drums. And if you guys have not seen his other band, Greg is in a band called Time Out.
Hell yeah, punk rock.
Awesome band too. But, you know, it's just what we're doing. He just really shines. So, and we have some cool stuff you're going to see with him live. Some stuff you haven't seen before with Greg. He's actually going to be doing that live.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And we got some new lighting shows, so you guys might want to come out, and some new little fun crowd participation things that we got planned, so it will be fun.
Badass.
Mm-hmm. Better than last year.
Rocking.
Better than last year.
Better than last year. Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Well, I'm glad you play metal, though. I can't imagine, like, you playing a different style of music, really. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We were listening to country on the way up.
Yes, we were.
Certain bands are just punk rock bands. Certain bands are metal bands. Certain bands, you know what I mean? Usually, like, you know, like, you meet the people and you're just like, oh, yeah, no, that's definitely their thing.
Yeah. Ours is metal.
Yeah.
Metal.
That's right. Yeah, Gene Simmons was wrong. Rock is not dead.
Oh, no, rock. Like, wait, what? Rock is definitely not dead.
No, of course not. No.
God, no.
No.
I mean, who is it? Tool. Wow. Had more ticket sales than fucking name?
Britney Spears?
No, not that one.
The Taylor Swifter.
Yes, the Swifter. Taylor Swift. Yeah,
Swifter, not a Swifter, like Swifter. The cleaning thing.
No, Taylor Swift has been...
Is that a he?
That's a she.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
It's a country singer.
I don't listen to any of that.
It's a female. Anyway,
I don't listen.
She is one of the. She's like the top, like, selling.
Oh yeah, they were pissed. Or,
you know, album top selling, fucking tour top selling everything, and Tool outsold them. So I thought that was hilarious.
They was mad. People were mad.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Get over yourself.
What about Iron Maiden?
Rock is not dead.
Those guys sell. Those guys sell out countries all over.
Oh yeah, a lot of these bands still play all over the world.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Awesome, yeah.
Which I think is amazing.
Metallica.
Fuck yeah, I love Metallica.
It sells out everywhere.
That was my t-shirt yesterday.
Heck yeah.
Metallica. Nice. It's a really weird, interesting looking Metallica t-shirt too. It's not like any of the other ones. I want to get a Ride the Lightning, of course, and a Master of Puppets. The typical usuals. Master, yeah, like I want the greats, the usual standards,
yeah.
But I also like different kind of shit too, like certain album covers for like
we were
Megadeth.
Talking about that. What was the one on the way down? Anger,
Saint Anger.
Yeah, that one.
Saint Anger. Yeah. Well, I really think there's a lot of new rock and metal out there. You know,
there's tons.
Oh yeah,
just the local scene here,
the local scene, and
just L.A.
Yeah,
and then even just Southern California. There's so many fucking bands.
Yeah,
from punk rock, metal, rock, classic rock. Tons and tons of fucking tribute bands.
Yeah, it's a lot of music.
I just got asked to manage
that band. That band from Chile, Cleaver.
I love
awesome band.
I love Cleaver.
And
they're one of the best bands ever.
Eden was good.
Eden was amazing.
Yeah, there's
I found some really great bands. You know what I mean?
Fallen Fury.
Fallen Fury. Oh yeah, Fallen Fury.
Fallen Fury.
And then you got your European bands. You got your Asian bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vang, yeah.
I just got
The Vang's good. Baby Metal. I love Baby Metal.
I just got asked to manage a band called Aussie Train.
Aussie Train?
It's a female fronted Aussie tribute band.
Wow.
Instead of like Black Sabbath is for Black Sabbath, but this is for like the Randy Rhoads era.
I got you.
Of them, yeah. Of
that could
him,
work.
Of him himself. So yeah, so
that could work.
I think this, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They sound really good. They look great.
Oh,
the
cool.
Chick, yeah.
That's half the battle these days.
Yeah. You have to have a good look. You do. You have to have a decent look. You have to have a good sound. You have to be sellable. If you really want to make it in the industry, I mean, like, actually make it. Like, go on to make, like, big albums and make Guns N' Roses fucking money. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of bands, they aspire to be like that. But not every band's going to make it.
Got to lose a limb trying.
Which song? you're so fucking wrong for that. All right, let's play some songs here. We got four songs loaded up. Let's play some songs.
I'm singing Def Leppard, so
I love Def Leppard, yes.
Wow.
I lost the arm.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Right. Yeah, it's all fun and games till somebody loses a limb.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
What?
No. let's, yeah.
He went there.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's play some songs. What do you want to play first?
I don't know. We've been getting a lot of traction with Following Intently. See how that one sounds on.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Especially live.
Yeah.
I like that one. All right, Following Intently by Fallen Fury on Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Enjoy.
From Fallen Fury, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm gonna get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, You're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Whoever you were, call back. I had you on mute for a second. Hold on. Here we get a couple of people calling in. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny and the Muse and Fallen Fury. Who are we talking to?
Kelly.
What's up?
Kel!
It's what's the Kelster!
Kelly! San Diego!
What's up, Art Disposal?
That's right, Art Disposal.
Oh my
what's
God.
Up, Kel?
It's been a while. Love it. Love it.
What's up?
Miss you, Cal. How you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic. Doing fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I knew Kel would be supportive.
Yeah, Kel's awesome, man.
Somebody else trying to call it.
Hey, and if you guys have not seen Art Disposal, you guys need to go see him. And you're in San Diego or like anywhere, even SoCal. These guys are awesome, man. Him, the singer, their guitar player recently learned how to play guitar. Right, like two months ago, the guy's coming along.
We trained.
Are you? So you're finally a three piece?
No, they're four.
A four now. Damn.
Believe it or not, we took our notes and everything from Fallen Fury and we got
slowly added a member at a time
and lead guitar. Oh, okay. We got a lead guitarist who just shreds now.
Nice.
Interesting.
Brings the intensity and energy up a higher step. Love
hell
it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Woo.
Yeah, and you can guys check these guys out online too, right? They got tons of video on their Facebook page. Art, yep. Is it what is it? Kel? My brother? Art is it Art Disposal
just,
official?
Just Art Disposal, yeah. Just Art Disposal band.
Yeah, you guys need to come and check these guys out.
I have
We do have a website now, and that has our new single that we just are about to release. Actually on the website, so you can actually check that out. It's a Wix website.
Well, say what it is. You're on live radio right now. What is it?
It's I don't know. It's Art Disposal Band Wix. Art Disposal Band. You guys, go to our Facebook. You'll find it there.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how these things work.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go look at artdisposal.com or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta hook something up, my brother.
Oh yes, I need to book you for some dates. I'll hit you. I'll text you, dude. I got some concerts to fill.
Yeah, we gotta
book
something, man.
What's your next project, Fallen Fury?
Oh, our next thing. Yeah, we just talked about that. We are in Fresno, February 22nd. Doing some stuff there. So come out if you guys are in the valley. And then February 28th, we are opening for Metalachi.
Yeah.
So again, just got to bring that out. And OC Cult. And I think Kel might come.
And then in May, you're opening for the Iron Maidens.
And then May, I think we're doing the Iron Maidens thing. And then we got some other stuff in San Francisco we're doing, which we really need to hook you up with that, Kel, because there's a couple bands out there I think that Art Disposal would do really good with. Seriously.
And you need to expand your world.
I know that April 24th and April 25th, we are looking at going to Sacramento and then Portland.
Sacramento.
Very nice. Mm. Very nice.
We'll Portland, go see you in Sacramento.
Very nice.
Do we get free tickets?
That'd be awesome.
You're just wrong for that. You're just wrong for that.
Can you comp our tickets?
Kidnap Jen. Bring her. Let's all go.
Kidnap Jen? Well, Jen, if you want to go, we'll take you.
We could drive up.
We could, yeah.
I've never been up that way.
You never?
No.
Meet us in Bakersfield. We'll drive the rest of the way.
Yeah. Never really been up that way.
Oh, you like it.
I've just gone out Vegas way, and that's about it. I've never done, you know.
Were you guys playing out in Sacktown?
I don't know the definite locations yet.
Oh, okay.
We just got wind of it today.
It's okay. Right. It's okay. We'll talk about you can call in next week and you know, shout out the details, whatever. Whatever you want to do.
What's going on with the LA scene now? I haven't really been up there that much lately.
Got a lot going on. I'm working on expanding into new venues. I got my four staples, you know, the usual four that I do shows with. You know,
and she's also filming porn.
The Five Star and what else?
I got Five Star Bar, downtown LA, Petey's Place in Tarzana. I got Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, and then I've got the Universal Bar and Grill. Universal Bar and Grill, I only do tribute shows now there because they actually do really well. So I don't really, that's the only thing I do there.
I remember playing there a long time ago.
Yeah. Remember when I used to have, other shows.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I had other shows there at one point, but it just seems like the tribute shows just do so damn well.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys have had a lot of cool original bands, too, there.
Oh, hell yeah. It's amazing.
We've seen a couple,
Seen,
Mysterio Love was cool, too. Oh, yeah. I remember, those guys are doing good.
We had them play recently, one of our shows.
Yeah.
I want to get to where I just work during the day, like first shift, so that way I can actually be at the full show. Most of the time, I can't get to a concert until like 10:30, 10:45 or some shit, and over half of it's like I'm already over, you know? So
the Muse handles it?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I'm usually over by 10:45.
Yeah, the Muse tries to handle it when he's, you know, not fighting through a, you know, being drunk and stuff. I'm just kidding.
I know Petey's place, that's where Stereo Love plays a lot, right?
Yep. I just tell him, give him free beers. Make him happy.
Scratch his back.
Yeah.
Lightly.
As long as it's not one of the really hot bartenders.
Right.
Wait, like hot, right. Like a hot girl or a hot guy?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. No, I really don't want a hot dude touching my husband. I'm okay with a hot chick as long as I can watch.
Did you have a flashback there? You just like paused like you had a flashback.
There was a moment.
I'm not.
I'm thinking of my famous ex-girlfriend. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
The
whole new, the new Fallen Fury music video.
That's it.
Will be the husband and a hot guy. I like it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. That's a bad porno right there. All right, Cal, we gotta let you go, dude. I gotta play some more songs.
Okay. All right, brother. Take it easy, man.
Cal, love you, dude.
Keep rocking.
Fuck it.
Yeah, always.
That was Cal Stewart from
He's so awesome, man.
Art Disposal. I love that dude.
Yeah, good
He's
guy.
One of the best people ever.
Yeah,
let's
nice.
Play another song.
Okay, what do you got? How about, you know, Ever After?
Ever After? Yes, okay. So let's do...
Yeah, you guys will like this one.
Hell yeah. Ever After by Fallen Fury. Okay. James World Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Here's a little Fallen Fury by Fallen Fury. James Will Talk the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio. Song going out with a bang. It's a little break in the skin. That's Fallen Fury. James Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Enjoy. First, we get a phone call as we're ending the show. Oh, God damn it, they hung up again. Never mind.
Call back.
No, we got to end the show.
Don't call back.
I'm sorry. If I didn't have to end the show, I don't want to get yelled at. I'm just kidding. We want to thank all of you for listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today.
Thank you.
LA Talk Radio. We want to thank the amazing Fallen Fury for being with us today in the studio.
And, thank you very much.
We got to play four of their new songs.
Yes.
We played Following Intently, Fallen Fury, Ever After, and Breaking the Skin. So right. Check out their music. Can you tell everybody very quickly where people can find you, social media, websites, and whatnot, where they can find your music so they can check you out as well?
Easiest way, Google us. Just type in Fallen Fury Band, and we're everywhere.
Everything under the sun will pop the fuck
up. Reverb Nation, YouTube, Facebook.
Probably on
Spotify,
SoundCloud,
yeah, you name it, we're there.
You're on iHeartRadio, you're everywhere.
We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And then this weekend, we will be at your friend's studio.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, check out the Dilly News, and that is on Chaotic Radio, so go to chaoticradio.com. That's chaoticradio.com. And you can find the link also on the Chaotic Radio Facebook page. Go check them out this Saturday.
Time? 11 o'clock. We will be there. 11 a.m.
Live episode. Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So 11 o'clock, they're going to be on Dilly Briggs' show. So go check them out again on my friend Dilly's show.
All right.
Love you, Dilly.
And don't forget February 28th, Metalachi. Yes, if you've never heard them, they have a website, Metalachi.com. Super simple.
Metal and mariachi meet. Wonderful
it's awesome.
Worlds.
It's like Corona
awesome.
And whiskey.
Yeah. Corona
fuck
and
yeah.
Whiskey.
Exactly.
Not the virus.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, nothing.
not the coronavirus or the Corona, the beer.
Right,
yes.
Right.
We like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. thank you so much, Fallen Fury, for being in the studio today. Thank you to the Muse for being an amazing co-host, as always. And fuck yeah. Next week, who the hell do I have on the show next week? Very quickly, who do we have on? But come check out our show this Monday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yes.
Where we're going to have Band of Family. We're going to have If I Fall and Side Effect.
Good
we'll be
groups,
playing.
Y'all.
So amazing groups. Come check them out. Next week on Wednesday, February 19th, we have Fed by Famine. My buddy Ray Earls, who also plays with the band Green Jelly, is also in this band. So come check them out. Captain Ray will be in the studio.
All right.
So Fed by Famine. And the week after that, on Wednesday, February 26th, we have Angelus, Los Angeles. So Angelus will be on the show with us, and it's going to be amazing. And the week after will be Kill Cody. So check it out. See you next week.
Peace out.
Bye.
Gotta go.
And use the restroom super quick, and then we go to the next thing.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.